And welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Feature. Today I have a fabulous guest all the way from the Ukraine. I don't care how this guy has time. You got to get to know this kid. His film Paranoia on the Dead Prince is available on YouTube, I think, because that's where I watched it, so he'll get into it. I have today Nazer Norzi here. I think I pronounced it right. Welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
I don't want to put you out there, but I want people to know you're a young man, I would say. Do you want to tell people your age, or do you want me to?
Yeah, I'm actually only 15, so teenager.
Youngest guy ever to be on my show, and he has a short film. So all you people out there saying, I might make something, this guy's done it at 15, so get on it. So let's start at the easy point. Why at 15 are you making films? Shouldn't be out chasing girls, playing hockey, or doing sports, or hanging out with your buddies. Why film?
Well, actually, it started in quite an interesting way because I'm a fan of many franchises, and back to 2021, I think I was obsessed with a franchise of French films called Taxi. You know Taxi? Yep. And I was kind of disappointed that there are only five films, and I really wanted to see the sixth one. So we filmed Taxi 6, and it was awful. It was 15 minutes long, and it was awful, but I really liked the process of making it. So since then, I realized that filmmaking feels kind of natural for me, and I enjoy storytelling, showing stories, like writing, editing, filming. That's very interesting for me.
We got to back this up. Remember, you're 15. You should know how to do all these things. So how did you learn how to edit, shoot a film, write a film? How did all that work?
Well, I haven't really visited some lessons or some film school. My dad taught me a lot about editing and about the colors, about all that stuff. But writing stories, I had my teacher who also helped me with like these logic things, how to build a story, how to make it logical and kind of how to make it work. But I haven't been in a real film school for some time, so mainly I'm self-taught, I'd say.
Okay, so how did you find your equipment? Again, 15, I don't know a lot of 15-year-olds with money to even shoot a film, let alone get one produced. So how does that work?
Before I filmed a lot of my films on my phone, on just my phone here. With this Norzi film case, it's not visible because of the effects, but still. But I think a half year ago, my parents provided me and camera, a Sony camera, like photo camera, and now I film all my films on it, and that's the best present I ever got, to be honest.
Okay, so let's start on your film. You have an opening shot at night. Now, why at night? I mean, it's your first time filming a film. Night shots aren't the easiest thing to just jump into.
Night shot because what was your question again? I'm sorry, I just didn't hear it.
Why did you choose to film at night on your first shot of the film? I mean, usually a day shot, I would think, probably a little bit easier. Night shot, a little bit harder.
Yeah, that's right. I agree with you. But mainly when I watch films, I really like these sunsets and night shots. And the film is about something paranormal, something unusual. So I thought that starting the film with a night shot when something mystical happens, something mysterious happens, will be the best option for it, for the intro.
Fair enough. How are you going to get around your copyright music? You do use copyright music in this?
No, that's an issue because sometimes I get strikes from YouTube because of the copyright music, but most of the time it goes well, and I'd really like to record my own score for the films and not just stealing from other films. That would be the right way, but for now we don't have a composer, so that's a problem.
Maybe you could get around this by using free music. There are free music options.
Yeah, sometimes I use non-copyright music, right? In my films, but I don't. It feels very simple and very shared online. So I prefer something more original. And when I watch some films and I like the official soundtrack there, sometimes I just pick it for my films. I know that's kind of bad way to do that because of the copyright thing, because we are not authors of it. But it gives my film some atmosphere and vibe. But if I had the choice, I would choose making original music for the short films.
So, being 15, do you run into complications filming, or no, everything always just flows smoothly in this film?
Some If we had some complications, you mean?
Yeah, just because you're young, some people question more of what you're asking them to do. They don't trust you as much as they would an adult, or no?
Yes, that's true. I had some moments like that because when I filmed my last released film, the Project Hand of Hope, we filmed a few scenes in a cinema. And in a cinema we have in our neighborhood. And when we went there and said, like, we are students, we are making a film, and etc. etc. The woman that worked there, she looked at us like, "What? You are too young for that. That's not possible." And she was kind of suspicious about what we do, but in the result, they let us film some shots we needed to film there. So sometimes things like that happen, but not quite often.
Okay, in this film, you're working with children. You have two kids in the film. I say one of them's maybe 13, 14, and one of them's obviously maybe 10 or 7, 7 to 10 age. So how does it feel being in charge of people your own age, really? And they're still growing up like you are.
For me, it's not that difficult because they're my age, and I just try to understand how they're feeling on a set. Because for me, filmmaking is something really serious, and for most of my friends I film movies with, it's like some kind of a game or some kind of just spending time, hanging out, and etc. And I try to plan the filming schedule in a way that doesn't make them too exhausted. So that's the difficult part. But the easy part is that when they see the result of films we made, they like mostly like, "Oh my God, that's so cool! How did you do that? How did you do that?" So it's very nice to hear that feedback. And in result, I'd say that I like working with. Bless you. That I like working with people my age because it feels natural.
Do you believe the supernatural exists?
Ghosts, no, but aliens, yes, I think aliens exist.
Shooting in a car, how was that?
It was difficult because we had just one chance to film it while we were going to the another set location. So we film it from the first try, and I put the whole shot in the film.
Do you feel, I'm trying to say this, that your inexperience at times affects your filmmaking?
Excuse me, I didn't
Life
understand.
experiences. I mean, you're just a young person. I'm going to harp a bit on this. Do you find that affects the way you shoot your film? Sometimes you're not sure because you haven't lived that life yet. Hard
That's
question.
kind of, yeah, that's a tough question for me. I don't really get it. Excuse me.
I'm just saying you're a young person at 15.
Yeah.
And if you write a film about a 25 or a 30-year-old, would that be hard for you to film?
Yeah, that will be very hard because that's the reason why mostly teenagers are involved in main roles in my films, because it's high to involve all the people that meet them. They have their own jobs, their own things to do, and without salaries or without paying people, it's mainly difficult to involve anyone in projects like that.
Okay, so you focus mainly on your friends, I presume, or mainly part of your films?
Yes.
But you also have an older gentleman in this film, so who is he?
He's my grandpa. He is our local superstar.
Okay, so he doesn't mind doing it.
Nope.
So, working with your grandfather, obviously you're his grandson, I get that part. Will he do anything you ask him to do? So, if you ask him to put on a mask, or put on glasses, crazy hair, or do something, will he do it?
Well, I'm not sure about the mask, but usually he agrees to take part in my films because he is very kind towards his grandkids, and just he wants to help us, and I really appreciate that. And he's always ready to he's how to say it? Give me a second, please. Well, actually, he takes it seriously. Like, not some, okay, let's do it. I just don't care. He reads script, he analyzes it, and he sees how he can act it in the best way possible. So he really gets involved in it fully.
Okay, the house location, where is this?
It's the house location, you mean like the web?
When you see the old man at the beginning, your grandfather at the beginning, where is that?
Yeah, it's actually our location, our home at the village, like a small town near the capital city.
Okay, you have a sports field also, where's that?
A sports field, also there.
And the cellar entrance is what I want to talk about next.
Cellar entrance, you mean like the web and
Yeah, when
entrance
you're going
there?
downstairs, yes, when you have to
Yeah,
walk downstairs.
we have that one in the garden.
So this is still part of the same house.
Not same house, but just in the same, let's say same town.
Fair enough. Now, my question is, when you do the cellar entrance, did you add smoke to that?
We have the machine that makes smoke, with some liquid inside. It warms up and gives this smoke effect I usually use in my films that involve something supernatural. And my brother operated it, my younger brother operated it behind the scenes because I was holding the camera, my grandpa was acting, and he helped us. That's how we make smoke for the films. It gives some mysterious vibes.
Now, your lighting effects, are some of those special effects?
I do special effects.
Aha, so you did add special effects to this. I thought so. Okay, do you use a drone behind shot behind the girl?
No, that was not a drone. I have a short but kind of funny story behind it because actually I asked my grandpa to give me a ladder. And I just stepped on the ladder, and I hold camera like that, high in the air, and I was very scared to fall with it, and I was trying to stay there, and I saw some teenagers older than me, like I guess 17 or 18 years old, passing by, and they were laughing, and I wanted to get a good shot, so I was scared.
So, did you think of asking? I mean, maybe you don't trust them, the teenagers to help you if they were taller than you so you get a higher shot?
I wouldn't trust just some regular teenager, the camera and the stabilizer, but on the whole team, except my grandparents, I was the tallest one.
Okay, so your brother's younger than you then?
Yep,
Okay.
he's 7.
Seven?
Yeah, he helped us making the
Oh
film.
my God. How'd you do your photos?
Photos for the posters or what?
No, photo, yes, for the posters.
On the phone, we filmed Paranormal That Prints on the phone. I didn't have camera then, so photos also were taken on the phone.
Sound effects?
I took that online because the sound design. Well, my phone is not the newest one. So it records sounds not in the best way possible. So I took sounds online on free websites and put it in the film and tried to match them to the video.
How come you've never made a feature?
You mean a feature film? People often ask me about that one. I'd like to make feature films like more than how than 1.5 hours, like the actual film, not short film. But I don't think it's possible right now because it would be very expensive, and because we don't have like much time because of the school, because of the other things to do during the school year. So that doesn't sound possible. And on the summer, a lot of people in the summer go to vacations somewhere else. So also there is no opportunity to involve some new personas to the film, or even the kids that were in the previous films. So time is the main problem here,
How
actually.
do your classmates react to you being a filmmaker, or do they care?
I'd say some of them do care, and some they like, I watched your latest film. It was some say it was okay, it was bad, it was good, I liked it, it was funny. They often say that my horror films are funny, not scary. But in my class, most of the people just didn't care. They like, okay, he makes movies, okay, that's all.
Really? I thought maybe, I don't know, they would want to be in it more and like be your buddies, say, hey, I want to be in a movie.
Some of them, yes. Some of they just found me like in a hall and told like, "You make movies, right?" Yes, and I want to be in your movie. I saw your latest film. I like it. And is there any chance I can get involved in the next one? And I was, well, actually, yes. I think I can get a role for you.
Interesting. So when people ask you to be in your films, do you write for that person or you bait take them and add them to an existing idea?
Sometimes I write roles specifically for them because someone can act the scared character. Someone can act more depressed one, and that's the difficulty. So sometimes I write specific characters to the actors that they're playing.
Okay, I'm going to go move on to fun questions for you. So you ready?
Yep.
Your favorite film?
Ghostbusters Afterlife, that's easy one.
Your favorite actor?
My favorite, McKenna Grace.
Okay, so we're going really young here. One film you haven't seen, but you will in the future.
I haven't seen, but I want to see in the future. Already released one, or not?
Doesn't have to be.
Okay, that's a tough one because there are a lot of films I'd like to see in the future. I'd say Five Nights at Freddy's 3.
Okay, fair enough. Before I let you go, I want you to tell everybody where they can find your 23 films, I think you told me you had.
Again, please. I'm sorry.
Where can people watch your films, your shorts?
They can watch. Actually, you can watch my films on a YouTube channel that's called Northern Films. All films, all trailers, everything we do is posted there, so it's public to watch.
Thank you for your time and have a great day.
Thank you for having me. Bye.